I got a ways to wait.
20 people are crammed into a small room at the National Advanced Fire and Resource Institute in Tucson, and they've just started a wildfire. Not a real one. This fire is simulated. No flames, no smoke column, no rushed evacuations. But the people in this room act as if there are. Maps are spread out on every horizontal surface. A stack of weather reports have just come in. And always the crackle of the two-way radio.
Yes, giving you a little bit of an update. Yeah, we got the crews burning in both directions. It's looking really well at this time. Smoke's lifting and not having any issues.
This is the S-520 Advanced Incident Management course. And the incidents these people are training to manage are large wildfires. They'll be the ones trying to figure out where to send resources and when to evacuate neighborhoods. In many cases, they'll also be the person giving regular public briefings on the fire. The six-day course includes lots of classroom work and written tests. But the highlight of the week is the simulated fire situations.
Copy, are you getting the smoke column across your line at all, or is it pulling in pretty good?
We're negative right now. All the smoke's proceeding to the west.
Mike Ferris is with the U.S. Forest Service's National Incident Management Organization, or NEMO. He says the fake fires are based on real ones. For this training, they're using the characteristics of a 2007 fire that burned in California.
Of course, we're in a classroom setting. They get a video briefing from the agency administrator, and then they go into their command and general staff meeting, and they begin to plan and assess and try to understand what's been handed to them so that they can come up with an action plan and begin to attack that fire effectively. So we try to throw in as much realism as we possibly can, given that we're sitting in a classroom in a building here in Tucson, Arizona.
So there's everything here except for the flames and the smoke.
Well, if you looked at the video presentations, you'd see some of that also.
This course is designed to train the best of the best.
Charles Boo Walker is with the Texas A&M Forest Service and serves as co-chairman for the Advanced Type 1 Incident Management Training.
We have progressions through the ranks for all the command and general staff positions, and the highest level is Type 1, and that's what this course prepares them to do, to work with a Type 1 team. Most of the people that are here at this course right now will go out as trainees so that they can still continue to be signed off by people that are fully qualified out there in the field. So this is just part of their training.
Walker says students get to this course only after they've shown an aptitude for managing smaller situations. And such qualified students come to Tucson from agencies around the country.
We have people from the county level that may be working on county fire departments or municipal fire departments. We have people from state agencies, forestry agencies or land management agencies, and also all the federal agencies that are involved in firefighting with the USDA and the DOI.
One of those students is Gwen Lipp, who works for the Black Hills National Forest in South Dakota. She calls the training a perfect opportunity to hone her skills in a safe environment.
Because it allows you to practice skill sets and really make them something that you'd be proud of going out into the field on real incidents. And you get to do it in a safe environment where no one's going to get hurt and everyone goes home every day. So it's a wonderful opportunity.
And it's about more than just flames and smoke. Gwen Lipp says in her job at the Black Hills, typical incidents could range from floods to search and rescue operations and, of course, wildfires. And she says the Advanced Incident Management course provides training on how to handle all of it. And according to Lipp, some of the best instruction of the week comes from simply being around experienced instructors.
You know, the wonderful opportunity about this training is the fact that we literally have thousands of hours of subject matter experts in the room. So we have a lot of experience that we can glean off of and that we can use to better ourselves. And we don't get that opportunity a lot. And so that's what makes this opportunity such a great experience.
It's a spot because of your burnout.
Okay, I copy. And also, if you have additional need for air support, give me a call and I'll call the helibase.
Back in the classroom, the winds are whipping up a wildfire. It's time to move some firefighters to the southern flank and pull back on burnout operations. Evacuation orders may have to be issued for some neighborhoods, and someone may have to go stand in front of the TV cameras and deliver a briefing on what the fire is doing. Right now, it's all make-believe, but the students taking the Advanced Incident Management Training know that what they learn in the safety of the classroom today could save lives and structures tomorrow. I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.